Okay, RK 1 and 1, 101. This thing about conversation with God, or just being with God now and then. Well, I often do it nowadays, and often it is simply about sitting down in front of a picture of Krishna, Gandharva, Girdha, and ask what shall I do now? And I spoke something about this earlier. I can maybe combine it. And sometimes I'm just into things and I wonder, what am I going to do now? And this doesn't work, that I don't like to do right now. What shall I? And then I just sit there in front of the altar and it's like, oof, I'm back in reality again. I'm so busy doing things and fixing things in the material world, in this dream. That it even doesn't feel or come naturally to me yet. Now it's starting, little by little, to just be here with you, which is my constitutional position. So it's odd in a way. Well, I guess it is because we get drawn into our projects and our work and our do's and our don'ts and got to and can't. Which means, in a way, karma, right? Our activities to do here, what we're supposed to do, or what we have to do, or what we want to do. But the whole thing here with bhakti is, as far as I remember, to do whatever you do for God, for Krishna, with consciousness about Krishna, about God, the presence of God, and how we're all parts of God, and so on and so forth. And this surrender, this feeling of, or putting oneself in the hands of God, and just trusting that when I do this, now I belong to you, and you will take care of me, and we are friends. And you are my parents. And this kind of attitude, that kind of awareness there, if we can keep that, or rather the times, the hours per day that we can keep that, they are valuable. And they help us a lot forward in our lives. And during that time, we will find ourselves pretty happy, I would say. Well, the more we take shelter of God like that, the more sheltered we will be, and thus we float up on top again of the surface of reality. And just more and more start tasting the actual happiness which is there in the real world. Which may have seemed so dreamy and remote while we were down there in the material ocean. So yeah. I don't know if you have felt it like that, but sometimes it's a little like a wrestling match between me and God. God's desire, my desire. Do they collide sometimes? It may seem like that. But then we should see it more that yes, I've been praying for guidance from within, from Super Soul, Paramatma, from God in the heart. And however Krishna wants to guide me, then I should actually seek those moments in my life where I get that guidance, even though it may not be the one that I got there in my mind and my senses. So, and then we find that, wow, someone said once, far better ideas will start to come to you than you ever had before. And that's the point, by surrendering to God like that, we might have that fear there that we are losing something, but if I just give everything away, then I will lose. But if you water the root of the tree, then you will be nourished as well. Not only by the little water that you pour, but the water from the sky. Sky. So yeah.